Test Folder 3, Exercise 2. You will hear two friends discussing how to carry out research into family history. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 9. Now listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 9.
Joe, you're doing research into your family history, aren't you? Can you give me some advice?
I'd be glad to. Are you thinking of doing the same?
Yes, I might. My grandfather's just given me a box of old family photos, and I'd like to find out about the people in them. But I need to know more about how to set about it before I make up my mind.
Well, the first thing is to find out more about the different things you could do. It's worth going to the library and reading one or two introductions to the subject. It'll give you an idea of what the possibilities are and what's involved.
Right.
Then you should work out what you're trying to get out of it. I mean, do you just want to discover the direct line of your ancestors? Or all your relations, for instance. You can't really carry out the research efficiently unless you've decided that.
Uh-huh.
Then you should sit down at your computer and get down all the information you already have. Start with yourself, then your parents, then work through all the members of your family that you're interested in. Anything you can think of concerning names, dates, where they lived and so on. And you need a system to keep track of anything you're not sure of, so you can try and find out later.
Right.
Once you've got that far, you should think about all your living relations, and maybe close friends of theirs, and arrange to talk to them. It's a good idea to put down a list of things you want to ask them first, but don't limit yourself to those. Encourage your relatives to talk about the family in a more unstructured way, too. You never know what might come up.
What about things like birth certificates, photographs and so on? How useful are they?
Oh, they're essential. They're the primary evidence that you need. Ask your relations if they've got anything that would be useful. There might be some real treasures tucked away somewhere.
At the back of a drawer, maybe.
Right. They can give you a real opening into history, particularly if there are any old letters or diaries. Just a casual mention of visiting Auntie Mary, for example, can tell you about people you hadn't heard of or where someone lived. I think that what you'll enjoy most is finding out as much as possible about your ancestors, where they lived and worked, how much money they had, how they spent their free time, all that sort of thing. That's much more interesting than simply knowing a person's name and when they were born and died.
Yeah, I agree. How should I organise all the material, do you think?
Well, there are special computer programs available for doing family history. It's easiest if you use one of those. I can give you details of what I used. It was very good.
Oh, thanks.
One way it helps is by making it easy to group information together in various ways. For instance, if you've got a file about a person, you need to be able to see that some of the information there also relates to a different file, say about a particular year.
It must have been hard to keep track of everything in the days before computers.
Yes, I think I'd have given up pretty soon. And it's worth becoming a member of a family history organisation. I got so many good ideas from the other members. And it was very helpful to be able to talk about what I was doing with people doing the same thing.
Good idea. OK, well, thanks, Joe. That's given me a lot to think about.
Let me know how it goes.
Oh, don't worry. I'll be on the phone asking you for help.